A great and double feast it is today, for we celebrate the feast, the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus our Lord, and according to his desires and his requests of St. Mary Margaret Alacoque, the first Friday of this month of June, which is also dedicated to his most sacred heart. And of course, we will celebrate it again as an external feast on Sunday. But this is the principal feast of the most sacred heart of Jesus. And it is very important that we do so, and we do so with fullness of heart. Of course, in order to receive the promises of our Lord concerning devotion to his most sacred heart and the first Friday of every month, we must desire to receive the graces which he promises. It is not automatic. It must be something that we must desire. But this feast points out, and there would be many, many things that I could tell you, but I will not tell you all, but it points out the very source of this feast of the most sacred heart of Jesus. The collect of today's Mass. O God, who in the heart of thy Son, wounded by our sins, has deigned mercifully to bestow infinite treasures of love. And, of course, this gives the theme for this which we have read in the Gospel in particular, upon the death of our Lord, that the centurion, St. Longinus, pierced his side with his lance, which now is kept in the tribune of St. Longinus next to the papal altar at St. Peter's Basilica across from the Veil of Veronica. St. Longinus received a spray of the blood and water of our Lord Jesus Christ from his heart, which he had pierced from the pericardium, which because of stress was filled with not only blood but also fluid, clear fluid. And it is in this moment that the Church is born. She is conceived of him from his side, just as Eve was conceived of Adam from his side. And so, as I said at Pentecost, Pentecost is the baptism of the Church. But Calvary, the crucifixion, Good Friday is the birth of the Church. And yet, St. John gives testimony, from this most loving, sacred heart come forth the sacraments, which are the very source and the reason of the Church. In particular, the clear liquid from his heart manifests baptism, which creates the Church. The blood from his heart manifests the Holy Eucharist, in which we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. And this is something that comes from here, from the very heart of God, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But he says in the collect, his heart wounded by our sins. To St. Margaret Mary, he said, the sin which most afflicts me and offends me is the sin of total disinterestedness and ingratitude, indifference from the hearts of men for whom I have suffered so much, for whom I have shed my blood and given my body, in which he does continuously, every day, at every Mass, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. But it is our sins. And thus he expressed the desire that on the first Saturday of every month that we should offer him reparation for our sins. Now, as I look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so beautifully manifested there in that particular painting, which I had not used before on the altar, is in my rectory, in my confines. And it is a picture that was from my mother. It was in our home, in the hearth of our home. And every home should have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and should be consecrated to him. And this picture tells me something that is very real in life, not only towards God in our relation with him, which is the most important thing that we can possibly have, but also in our relations with each other. We say to Jesus over and over again, I think we all do, hopefully we all do, I love thee, Lord, I love thee, and yet we do very little to show our love for him. Most people ignore him. They are indifferent to him, as he complained. And so we need to re-examine ourselves, our hearts, our souls, and our spiritual lives. How much do we really love him? And do we manifest our love for him in action, not just in words that can be very cheap and are just as transitory as a bird flying through? And so today, as we celebrate this great feast, let us examine ourselves, let us reconsecrate ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may truly love him as he wants to be loved, as he loves us. And of course, any love that we have for him, first of all, must come from him to us. And it comes from him, the Father and the Holy Spirit, who now carries that love to us in the sacraments and in all the graces that we receive. So today, we renew our consecration of ourselves and of this shrine and parish to the most Sacred Heart of Jesus, for whom here devotion has been had for many, many years since I have been here. And so we give thanks to him for his heart. With St. Longinus, who received his sight, who was healed of his eyes that were losing their sight, and this was his last job, what a very wonderful job, to be there at the cross with Christ. With St. Longinus, let us ask him to heal us in body and soul, for each and every one of us needs to be healed in body and especially in soul. Through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who is always united with him and to him, we make our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.